In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. I continue to speak on the Holy Spirit and how these scriptures relate to us, to you and to me. Ezekiel 37, "The hand of the Lord was upon me." Again, are you in the favor of God? Is the hand of the Lord upon you? Are you the head and not the tail? Are you even going through trouble? Know that your head has a hand on it, and that the Lord is guiding you and directing you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. The hand of the Lord is upon Ezekiel. And he brought Ezekiel forth in the spirit of the Lord and set Ezekiel down in the midst of a plain that was full of bones, dry bones. And he said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Now today I want to talk a little bit about New England. When Billy Graham came to New England, he said it was a very difficult place, one of the most difficult places to bring the gospel. For whatever reason, I remember seeing a vision at the Common, and I saw the vision of pride and what people think of us. And these are two spirits that are against us. But Billy Graham says that New England is part of the place where it's so difficult to bring the gospel. Now, I'm going to look at you. Maybe you are dry bones today. And the Lord says to you, can these dry bones live? Yes, Lord. Yes, my dry bones can live. Yes, Lord, because you know what? The fat lady hasn't sung the song yet. We are in His will, and the dry bones that we are can live, and they can live abundantly. But we need what these dry bones needed. We need the Spirit of God. We need that the Lord would pour out His Spirit upon us. I want to tell you that one thing about Holy Rosary is that the people who continue to come are not only Catholic, but they're Christian. They have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's more than just religion. It's an experience of God. That's why we get them from all over, and that's why people in the vicinity have decided that they don't want to come. They don't want to hear this kind of preaching of repentance, of giving our life to Jesus. Many of them don't. They just want to be told how lovely they are and that God loves them and it's going to be all right. Everyone's going to heaven anyway, and you don't need to go to confession. You know, that's not what I preach, and I will never preach that, because that's a lie. That's a lie, and I'm not into lies. You know, many people preach that way because they want to be liked. They don't want to speak against anybody. I don't want to speak against anybody, but I have to warn people, because not only am I a priest, but I am a watchman. And the watchman watches for the enemy. And you know what? I need to say what I need to say. Now, maybe I don't say it with great love. That's a problem, and that's my problem. But I need to say what I need to say, because God has called me to say it. Can these dry bones live? I have a CD of Ezekiel, and the first thing I hear God say in the first song is, Can these dry bones live? And I crawl out, yes, Lord, my dry bones can live, and my dry bones will live. And in New England, can these dry bones live? Yes, Lord, you can create a great, powerful revival in New England. You can do that. You can do that, Lord, because it's all about the Holy Spirit. It's all about Jesus, because the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. Let me tell you, friends, answer the question, can your dry bones live? And Ezekiel answered, oh God, you know. That was not the answer that God was looking for. You know, God. That's pious. Now, Ezekiel's going to have to do something. And he said to me, son of man, do you think these bones shall live? And I answered, Lord, you know. And he said to me, prophesy concerning these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel had to do something. Prophesy over these dry bones. I prophesy over the dry bones of New England. You shall live and not die. You shall bear fruit in the power of the blood of Jesus. You shall have revival because the Spirit of God is upon you. Oh, yes, it all started here in the United States, in Boston, in Philadelphia. I tell you, God wants to revive these dry bones. God wants to pour out His Spirit upon New England. God wants to pour out His Spirit upon you. God wants to pour out His Spirit upon me. These dry bones will live, but we have to do something. We have to prophesy. Prophesy concerning these bones and say, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these dry bones, behold, I will send spirit into you, and you shall live. Behold, I will send spirit into you, and you shall live. Well, let's prophesy over New England. The Lord says, you shall live, and I will send spirit into you, and you shall live. You shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to grow over you, and will cover you with skin, and I will give you spirit, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Prophesy, son of man. You must prophesy. You must speak the word of the Lord to these dry bones. I'm going to put skin on you, New England. I'm going to put sinews on you. I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to cover you and breathe in you the Holy Spirit. Listen, listen, it's not only New England, but prophesy over the land where you live. Prophesy over your church. Do something. Don't only say, Lord, you know. That's too pious. God says, I will hear the voice of my people, for the voice of my people shines with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's continue. And so I prophesied as he had commanded me. You see, he was obedient. I prophesied as he has commanded me. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a commotion. And the bones came together, each one to its joints. Sounds like Halloween. Sounds freaky. Sounds scary. Bones coming together, rattling in the wind. My Lord. But this is not the end of the story. The bones are the first level of need that need to be healed. The second level is, and I then behold the sinews, and the flesh came upon them, and the skin was stretched out over them. But there was no spirit in them. That's what stood before him was an army of dead men. An army of dead men. An army of dead men. And then he said to me, prophesy to the spirit. Prophesy, O son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, come, spirit, from the four winds and blow upon these slain, and let them live again. Oh, yes, Spirit of God, blow upon the dead people in Boston. blow upon the dead people in New England. Oh, blow upon them. Breathe your spirit into us. We are in need for you to do something. We prophesy to the breath. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and breathe in these dead men. Breathe in these dead men. Do miracles. Do signs. Do wonders. Let the gospel be preached. Let people come into the presence of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. New England might be the hardest place for Billy Graham to preach, but let me tell you, it's not the hardest place for you to have revival. Revival in the Holy Spirit. There is no revival apart from the Holy Spirit. There is no revival apart from the Word of God. There is no revival for the without the gift of repentance. Oh, Father, we repent. We repent of our sins. We repent of our lukewarmness. Breathe in these dry bones. Breathe in these dead people. Breathe in us, O God, the breath of God, the breath of life. You breathe, Lord, because you know what? If you don't breathe, the only thing we're going to be is a dead army. Breathe. But you see, we've got to do something. We've got to prophesy over these things. We have to speak the word over these things. Like our friend who plays the piano, Michelle, fell, and Maria Vadia wrote me a note, pray for her. So we speak to Michelle, be healed in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God would come upon you, that this all this falling would be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And we do the same thing for Marion Haddad, who fell down a flight of steps. Be healed in the holy name of Jesus. Be healed in the blessed name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said to me, prophesy to the Spirit. Prophesy, O Son of Man, and say to the Spirit, thus says the Lord God, come, Spirit, from the four winds, and blow, breathe upon these slain, and let them live again. And I prophesied as he had commanded me, and the Spirit came into them, and they lived, and they stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. We started with a whole group of bones. We started with a whole group of bones. Now we have a great army. Oh, yes. Can the Lord raise up from bones an exceedingly great army? He certainly can. But we need to prophesy. Prophesy over these bones. Prophesy over these dead bodies. Oh, yes. I tell you, in New England, it's dead. D-E-A-D. You know, if you celebrate Mass and you're over an hour, people will say, you know what? I'm not coming. I need to go someplace else. I know people that are newly ordained, and people don't want anyone preaching for 15, 20 minutes. I tell you, you can't give them very much in 5 minutes. You can't give them very much in 7 minutes. I remember one day I went to a priest's dinner. It was a Saturday night, and Father Martin was with me. And each priest said, well, today, one said, I preached for 5 minutes. And another one said, well, I went up to seven. Another one said, I went up to nine, and nine was the highest. And then they're looking at me. I said, I went up to 45, Mamma Mia. It was silent in the room. I went up to 45. I preached 45 minutes. Oh, Mamma Mia. Well, how can you do a thing like that? What time will the people get out? Well, you know what? They're there for the duration. Why, give them something if they're there. Give them something if they're there. It's so important. Oh, yes, I preached for 45 minutes, and there was complete silence in the room. I was with Father Joseph the other day, and he says, how long do you preach on WROL? I said, I preach for 26 minutes each day, 26 minutes telling the people that these dry bones will live if we prophesy over them. What does it mean to prophesy? To speak the word of God over the dry bones in your parish. And if you don't want to speak the word of God in your parish, speak it in my parish at Holy Rosary, that all the dry bones will live, that all God would do something marvelous, that God would do something spectacular, but not only in my place, but in every place in New England. The devil hates Boston. I want to tell you that. The devil hates Boston. 9/11 started at Logan Airport in Boston. We just had a month ago these terrorists blowing up the race. Let me tell you, the devil hates Boston. Boston is hated by the devil. You might say, why? Because it all started here, and it started in the name of Jesus Christ. And you know, the devil knows history. We might not think history, but the devil knows history. He wants Boston destroyed. But you know what? The Word of God says prophesy. Prophesy to these bones. Prophesy to Boston. Boston, you shall live. Boston, your dry bones start jumping up. Boston, sinews come on you. Flesh comes on you. Boston, now spirit is being breathed in you. It says in Hebrew, breath is ruah, ruah. The ruah of God is being poured into you, Boston. Yes, and there will be revival, and there will be revival, and there will be revival, and God will do what he wants to do, because God wants to do something, and something powerful, something that's above religion, something that is an act of God. Let me tell you, when people go to places like Fatima, it is not religion. There is people expecting power there because it's a holy place. And it's more than religion. They get healed. They get blessed. They get healed mentally. That's because it's a holy place. And you know, these holy places, God's people know where they are. And God's people go to where they are. You know, Medjugorje is another one. You might not agree with Medjugorje, but God seems to like it. He changes people's lives there when they go to confession. He changes people's lives. You might not agree with Medjugorje, but you want to know what? God thinks it's quite well. They get thousands and thousands of people who hear the gospel and who give their life to Jesus Christ. I tell you, my friends, we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I lived when that outpouring started in 1968, 67. I lived and saw the Senecal Retreat House filled to capacity. Filled to capacity with people. People who wanted more of God. People who heard about people speaking in tongues. And they came interested. And they left converted. I tell you, all you people that were at the Senecal and still are listening, listen, prophesy over New England. Say to New England, these dry bones will live. Say to New England, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Holy Spirit, breathe on these slain. Breathe on these slain, wonderful Holy Spirit, that we would become the beacon light, that the beacon light would show from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth, that we would become that light that beckons people that are broken, that beckons people that don't know what to do, that beckons people that don't know their left hand from their right hand. We need a move of God. That's what we need in New England, a move of God. And I tell you, I saw that move of God last at Betania 2 when we used to go and pray the rosary, and people were coming and people were being healed and people would go to confession. And then the diocese said nothing was happening at Betania 2, so they closed it. Now it's open again. But it's not like it used to be, I don't think. What it used to be was people would come from all over expecting a miracle, expecting the power of God. And guess what? They would have it. They would see it. They would experience it. I tell you, the church needs to breathe out that God would do something special, that God would move upon New England, that God would move upon Boston. That's what the church needs to do. Needs to do it. And you know what? You don't do it by 5-minute sermons. You don't do it by 7-minute sermons. People don't know the Word of God. They need to be brought to the cross. They need to be brought to the blood of Jesus. They need to be brought to the resurrected Christ. They need to be brought to the Spirit of God coming upon them. Oh, yes, that baptism of the Spirit, I'm going to continue to proclaim that baptism of the Spirit is so necessary. Oh, John baptized you with water for repentance, but in several days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and power and fire. How we need that power. How we need that fire. What does it say in the 16th chapter of John? But when the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. So do you hear what that scripture says? That scripture says that we, God's people, have the same vocation of the Holy Spirit to testify to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to testify to Jesus Christ because he is the Spirit of truth. And what did Jesus say? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Oh, the Spirit of God always glorifies Jesus. I read now the 7th chapter of the 16th. That was the 15th, I'm sorry. But this is the 16th chapter of John. But I tell you the truth. It is expedient to you that I go. Jesus is saying, it's better for you that I go to the Father. I know you want to hang on to me, but it is expedient, better for you that I go to the Father. For if I do not go, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. It is expedient for me to go to the Father because from the throne of God, the Father and I will pour out the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. And what will he do? And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convince the world of sin. Oh, that's what I said. We need repentance. And I'm not saying guilt and torment. I'm saying God shows us our sin like he showed Peter his sin. And we go out weeping. We go out weeping. You understand what I'm saying? He shows us our sin. He will convict the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believed not in me. They did not believe in Jesus. Of justice, because I go to the Father, and they shall see me no longer. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will teach you all truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have the same job description as the Spirit of God. We reveal Jesus with our mouths, and the Spirit of God works through our mouths and reveals Jesus. How many people are there that are Catholic and that are Christian that do not know the Bible, that do not know Jesus? They wouldn't know him if they bumped into him at Market Basket. You know, it's really true. And they might even go to Mass. They might even go to Mass and, you know, they go to get their card punched because they don't want to have a mortal sin. Well, that's a good thing to go, but what happens to you when you get there? What happens to you when you leave? Do you have something to take with you? Or is it just the same old stuff? I tell you, there's power. Power in the name of Jesus. There's power through the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's power. I prophesy to Boston. Hear the word of the Lord, Boston. In the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God would come upon this city. That it would come upon this city in magnitude. That it would come upon this city in power. That God, you are raising up an army of worshipers. You are raising up an army of believers. I prophesy to Boston, I prophesied to myself that I would be able to proclaim the word of God better and better and better, not because I'm good, but because people need to hear the word of God spoken every day. Oh, I prophesy to New England that the breath of God would come upon New England from the north to the south, from Maine to Rhode Island and to Connecticut. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, let there be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we cannot contain, that this Spirit would blow, and that this Spirit would breathe, and that this Spirit would bring us to Jesus Christ. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. That is the promise of Jesus in Acts 1:8. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I never quite did anything like this before in 29 years. This is new. This is new. Prophesying over Boston, prophesying over New England, speaking the word of God over my own dry bones. You shall live. You shall live. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Our bills in Boston at WEZE and WROL, almost $100,000. The address is In Season and Out of Season, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And Jimmy the roofer is working again. If you need your roof repaired, this is the number to call, 617-846-0076. 617-846-0076. I'll say it again. 617-846-0076. Somebody will take your name, and Jimmy, who's working today, will call you tonight. 846-0076. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.